A phrase we hear a lot over here at Luminary Leadership Company among entrepreneurs across the board is, I'm burnt out, or I feel like I'm burnt out. And when I dig into that more with them, the explanation is almost always the same. They just have too much on their plates, right? And they say, this is what it's coming from. I'm at max capacity, and they feel exhausted and they're running on fumes because their schedules are super packed and they're in what they would consider a really busy season. But what if I were to argue that that wasn't true? What if burnout didn't come from too much on your to-do list or totally jam-packed days or a crazy season? What if it came from a misaligned focus? What if burnout was really just another symptom that you're feeling, an indicator that you're on the wrong track? So today's episode is all about taking you up and out of that feeling of impending burnout and into clear, energized, streamlined focus. It's going to help you kick the overwhelm, build momentum, move the needle, all the things that you're craving, thinking, oh, I'm just in a season of burnout. I'll get to the other side of it. Well, I'm here to tell you, no, you won't. Not if you don't do this work with us. Okay, let's get it done. Here we go. Hey, you're listening to the Luminary Leadership Podcast, and I'm your host, Liz. This is the space where we equip overwhelmed entrepreneurs to become the confident, visionary leader their business, team, family, legacy need to win. After working with countless entrepreneurs over the last decade plus, I've noticed this theme. No matter the level of success they achieved, and I've worked with some incredibly successful business owners, they get to this point where they're asking, now what? You know, what am I being called to next? What does next look like? How do I get there? If you're listening to this, you get it. You're craving more impact, and you want to feel less frantic and in the weeds of your day-to-day roles, and instead lead with that vision and that peace and that intention and that clarity. You want to wake up each morning with that clarity and vision and the time and the margin to do what you love in your business and in your life with your family. This show is where industry leaders come to grow into their next level of achievement and purpose and impact and legacy. Success in business and true legacy at home. Get ready, because we both know you don't just need another strategy. It is time for your breakthrough. Dave Ramsey has a funny quote. He says, you can't be burnt out. You are never on fire. And I'm not saying that's necessarily true for you, but what I am saying is, a lot of times we're identifying burnout as the problem, right? Like the thing that needs to be addressed. And I'm telling you, no, it's a symptom and it's not the root cause. We want to get to the root. So let's talk symptoms for a minute. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you feeling drained or exhausted? Maybe it's manifesting in you physically. You are physically drained, right? You have low energy. You're struggling to get out of bed in the morning. You're crashing in the afternoon too early. Or maybe, you know, it can also be mentally. You have more down moods. You're not looking forward to your work, right? Like you're stressed. You just have this energy of stress. And then it bleeds into the other areas of your life and your family notices it too. Also negative thought patterns. And then you start to spiral, right? Have you ever done that where you're stressed about one thing? Maybe you have a big launch upcoming or an event you're planning and you're doing all the things to get ready for it. And you're like, oh, it's just so stressful. And then when you're thinking about that particular one isolated thing, it's easy to then attach it to other things. Well, but that now I have to hire somebody and hiring is so stressful, and then I'm going to be spending money and I don't have the money to spend, and just and it bleeds into all the different areas of your life. The other thing when it comes to just the mental drain and the mental symptoms is not really showing up as a leader in your work or at home, right? You're snapping at the kids, you're short with your spouse, like you're not really showing up as the version of yourself you'd be proud of. And maybe that, right, you got the physical symptoms, the mental symptoms, and then it leads to the poor choices, the bad actions that oftentimes we're not even really aware of. It might be driving you into bad habits. One key one that I see all the time, and that I've done myself until I implemented some pretty structured discipline protections against this, but turning to your phone for that quick dopamine hit. It's just the easiest low-hanging fruit, right? Like opening Instagram and scrolling, opening YouTube and watching videos, opening your email app almost like neurotically more than you can count. You just constantly going to that phone for that dopamine hit, randomly texting for that distraction. Those are all those bad habits that come into play when you're just off kilter. Some other things you might be seeing in your days is just hitting snooze, right? You don't even want to get up. You're so physically drained. You're mentally uninspired. So why the heck get out of bed? Avoiding the things you know you got to get done, right? Kicking the can down the road, overworking. And then that spirals into other bad habits, like not working out, not eating under the guise of not having enough time. So all of these things can feel unrelated, but they're usually interconnected. And we don't just want to slap a Band-Aid on those symptoms, but they can be helpful in getting to the root. And I would add burnout as one of those symptoms that is not the root cause of all of those things happening. And I want to make that connection in your brain so that people stop saying, I'm burnt out, I got to fix the burnout. So all of these symptoms, impending burnout, it's just not a result of how busy you are. It's not a byproduct of how packed your schedule is or the season you're walking through. Yes, of course, that can cause stress. That can add to overwhelm. But it's not the reason it's all happening. And it's also not because you haven't had enough self-care. Like, I'm so sick of all people online being like, oh my gosh, girl, you just need more self-care. Bro, just like, do you, take care of yourself. Give me a break. When you are uninspired, when you're experiencing all these things, taking a freaking bath and going to get a mani-pedi doesn't solve your problems. Right? Sitting in meditation for 10 minutes isn't going to make it all go away. Those are good habits that you can bring into your life, but they're not, again, the solution to the problem. So here's my argument, finally. The world, other entrepreneurs, they call it burnout. It's not burnout. Burnout is just another symptom. It is not the cause of everything you're feeling. Burnout does not just happen. It is misaligned focus that you're feeling. Burnout is simply a result of spending too much time on efforts outside of your sweet spot. You have too much focus on things that aren't aligned with a compelling, God-gifted vision. You're spending too much time in categories of work that are not your zone of genius, right? You're doing things that don't bring you joy. You don't have a vision of something that brings you joy. So you're just working. And who the heck wants that? So many of us escaped that 9-to-5 world. We broke free of the cubicle. We got out of the teaching job or the nursing job or the this or the that because we couldn't stand the idea of logging hours just to check things off a list without some greater purpose to it. Yet then we go build a business that has the passion in the beginning, but then it requires so much of us that we end up entrapping ourselves in the same type of structure where we're just working to get the work done. We're working to make money and we've lost sight of our gifts, of the things that bring us passion, right? And the areas of business that we really should be focused on most. And you want to know how I know is because I've had a schedule without much on it and felt completely burnt out. I have been in seasons where I'm not launching or I don't have all the crazy things that could, you know, hypothetically cause more stress. And I felt so overwhelmed. And conversely, I've been in the heart of the busiest seasons of my life with the kids, homeschool, launches, content creation, hiring, like everything just kind of crossing at once. And I've felt more energized and clear and lighter than ever. And this theory has remained true across the hundreds of entrepreneurs that I've personally been blessed to get under the hood of their business over the last dozen years. It's not about busy. It's not about just too much on your plate. That is one poor choice that we can fix. But it's about what's on your plate and why. Okay, what's on your plate and why? And I want to break that down for you because so much of leadership is awareness. Right? If we just keep trucking, we keep setting goals, we're ambitious, we're hardworking, we're talented. So like good things come from that. We will forever be capped by our own lack of awareness, right? Our own lack of leadership. So a big part of leadership is just being presented with the right questions to ask so that you can become aware of how you're actually operating and thinking and make the appropriate changes necessary to think differently, to act differently, and then ultimately to feel and experience life differently. So let's break it down. First, let's answer the question, what's on your plate? So open your calendar, look at your to-do list, pull out your planner or your project management system, whatever you're using, probably, you know, several different ones that you track things differently. Hopefully you're using all of these things. And tell me what's on your plate. Do an audit. How much of your time is invested in work that makes you come alive? The work that's right in your sweet spot, where your innate God-given gifts collide with your fiery, can't escape it passion. Almost always, I find that my clients are spending close to no time in this zone, or they swing the pendulum really hard, right? Like they'll have like a week where they're super into something that's in that sweet spot, but then they'll have 2 months where they don't touch it. What we want to see is it rhythmically showing up because it's feeding your soul every single day. Now, it doesn't mean that you maybe have the luxury of doing it all day every day, but we want it to show up consistently throughout your weeks. So oftentimes, most likely when they're feeling that overwhelm, that so-called burnout, their time is being sopped up by all the menial tasks, right? The putting out the fires, responding to others, reacting to what's happening. And again, there's not even an awareness of it because they have big goals, right? They have a booming business and they're head down in that work thinking that they're working towards those goals, but they're actually running on a treadmill and they don't know it. Usually they're in that management position without being aware of it. They're managing and maintaining the business, but they think that they're growing it. And more likely they're doing work that isn't in that sweet spot and it doesn't align with their personality. This is why we're so obsessed with personality here at Luminary, because it reveals so much to us. So when Katie joined our team years ago, she came with a really strong background in understanding the DISC personality profiles. And we use it for everything. Like our sales copy, we leverage it in a very specific way to speak to each of the personalities in a specific order. When we're coaching our clients, we understand, we have them take personality tests. We understand what their personality is so we can best help them have breakthroughs. But sometimes we are doing work that literally, you know, headbutts up against our typical style or our personality and then wonder why we feel burnt out. There are things that are more natural for different personality types that if we're to do them consistently, they are draining our reserves every single day. So for example, if I were spending time daily, even just a little bit of time daily in spreadsheets, or like if we were planning an event, this happened the other day, planning an event, one of our team members is out on maternity leave, and she normally handles this. And I was tasked with choosing the meals that were going to be served at an event we're having. You would have thought that my team just asked me to write, you know, like a 500-page dissertation on something I can't stand. It was so excruciating. And they're all like, why not just pick it? I'm like, oh my gosh, being in the details like that is so excruciating for me. I'm a really high D on the DISC. I'm 30,000 feet, big picture person, and having to be in those menial tasks, it ruined my day. And I hate to admit this, but I was talking with one of my team members. I was like, oh my gosh, it's unreal how much this like destroyed my mojo. I had all these plans today. I was going to sit down. I was going to knock out like 30 pages of copy. And that's my sweet spot, writing and creating content like that around our theories and our frameworks. And I made a giant error, which I'm going to talk to you about in a little bit. When I start my workday, I do not open my phone or Slack or email or anything that I could be hit with a need of somebody else before noon. And by preserving that sweet spot time from when I start my workday until noon, I get a 4-hour chunk every day that I'm doing work that actually, one, makes me come alive, but two, moves the needle in my business. I'm not doing the stuff that maintains the business. I'm doing the stuff that actually turns the dial on our tangible, measurable growth. And it's been unbelievable for us. This is something that I teach and I go deeper in our Incubator Mastermind and all of our programs with our clients, because this is the linchpin for so many of them that have found some level of success, but they're like trying to break through to what's next and they just can't access it. It's strategies like this that make all the difference. But anyway, I sit down and I do that. And I'm very diligent and I'm pretty good when it comes to discipline on things. I'm actually pretty black and white. So here's where I'm not good. I'm not good when I'm given a little bit of leeway. So if I were to do a meal plan and it was like, yes, you can have sugar in moderation, I'm like, okay, well, one cookie's good, but 15 is way better. And I cannot stick to whatever moderation is because it's not clearly defined. But you give me a meal plan where it's like, don't touch sugar for 90 days. I won't even look at sugar because it's so easy for my brain to not have to make any decisions that I can just do it. I just laser it. And that just works really well for my personality. I know people who can do the one cookie thing and they'd rather a moderation type plan. Well, I'm very similar in my work. So it's very easy for me to say from 8 a.m. to noon, I don't open these things. Now, for whatever reason, I sat down at my computer and the previous day I had forgotten to close out Slack. So our communication channel was just open on my screen when I sat down. So I didn't open it. I didn't break my rule, but I did read what was right in front of my face, which was, hey, Liz, we need you to pick these meal plans, we need you to pick the meals that we're going to have at our upcoming mastermind retreat. Now, if I had opened that at noon when I was in a frame, like I'd already gotten a lot of good work done, and I opened that at noon and it was just something on my task list, I could have just knocked it out. I would have put myself in that frame of mind. But because I was sitting down in a creative frame of mind, ready to do the things that make me come alive and make the business come alive, and I saw that, it totally shifted me out of that mentality. And I was like, oh, I also in my personality is like once something is in front of me, I just want to get it done. So I'm like, whatever, I'll just knock this out. Well, 45 minutes later, reading through menus, wanting to like gouge my eyes out, I was now just pissed because everything had shifted in me. So I broke that discipline. So when my point is when I spend time doing that little crap and creating project plans or things like that, that are just so not in my zone of genius. In fact, I actually suck at them and they take me 10 times longer than someone who that's their gift. That's their natural gift because of their personality. It's like pulling teeth for me. My personality is not meant for those details. Can I do it? Yeah, of course. I'm not like I'm capable, but it's torturous. It takes a long time and it totally shifts me and it drains me. And guess what I said to my husband that night, which inspired this podcast episode? He's like, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm so burnt out. And then I had a check me moment where I'm like, Liz, you're not burnt out. You just did crap that's not aligned, right? You just focused your energy in the wrong places and you didn't do the things that actually breathe life into you and the business. That's it. It's not burnout. And that's when I made a note in my phone, create a podcast episode around this because I hear this all the freaking time. And there have been so many times in my business where that's most of what I'm doing. And I feel really burnt out, right? Most of what I'm doing is outside of my sweet spot. But when I can be at that 30,000 feet and I'm in my zone of writing content or books or getting to lead based on my ideas or my frameworks, I can have the most packed schedule, back to back to back to back, squeezing things in, events, speaking, just crazy town. And I feel like I'm flying. I feel so light. So I want you to do a true audit. How much of your time, not hypothetically or like, yeah, I have an idea. Like actually write this down. Take an hour of your time to do this work. How much of your time is spent in your sweet spot and how much of your time is spent in an area of competency, right? You can do it, definitely doesn't light you up. And how much of your time is spent in an area of dread, right? Like it just drains you. List out everything you do each day in a week. I say that because some people it's the same thing every day. Some people it changes day to day. For me, it's not the same every day. So you need to visually see like all the little things that you're not even thinking about. Signing into Asana, adding tasks in there, responding in Slack. Like don't underestimate those things, all the things. And ultimately with time and in training we do with our clients and our masterminds and our intensives, we're working with them to tip the scales because starting, they're usually 80-20 in the wrong direction. Most of the time, they're 80% in either competency and draining work and maybe 20%, but usually less in that sweet spot. And we want it to be the other way around. We want it to be 80% of the time they're in that sweet spot. Ideally, someday, even more. Okay, so the next question we have to answer in this audit is why. We know what is on your schedule now, but why is it there? This question, answering this question, it's so revealing and so just trajectory shifting for your business. So next to each, so you have this piece of paper. Let's say you do it on a piece of paper, just fold it in half, right? You on the left, you have what you're doing, and on the right, you have why. Write all the things that you're doing, and then on the right, right next to each thing, you're going to take note of why you do it. So this is really interesting. We did this specific exercise with one of my clients. She runs a very successful business. She's a very advanced leader. She has 35 employees or so in her company. So she wrote down all the things she does. And in the column of why, these were some of the answers. You don't even need to know what the things are. Just listen to the whys. Here's one. Because we've always done it. I don't know. Because someone asked me and I stupidly agreed. Because I don't have anyone else to do it. Because we need revenue. Because I can do it faster. Because someone told me to do it. Because it has to get done. Right? So we did this process, this audit process, and then we worked together. She's in one of our programs, and we were able to completely transform. She was actually probably like 95% in her zone of dread and competency, and maybe 5% in that sweet spot, but even that felt generous. It was almost like she was never doing the things that she should have been doing to make her come alive and make her business come alive. Because she just grown such a big business, and it got so bloated that she had to manage it. And that wasn't her gift. So we did this work together and we were able to shift it. And then we redid this audit a couple months later. So here were some of her whys after we worked through our framework to help our busy entrepreneurs become visionary leaders. Here are some of the whys. Because I'm a gifted copywriter, and when I do the copy for our content, it converts. Because I'm the leader of my business, and it's my job to cast the vision. And every time I do it, I'm infused with energy. Because I love it. Because this is the next step into our big next, and this inspires me. Because it directly correlates with our financial growth in the company. Can you see and feel more so the difference? That first audit, those whys were coming from a place of lack, obligation, desperation. We have to make more revenue, right? Obligation because someone asked me to do it and I stupidly agreed. It's all that energy of uncertainty, need, nothing inspiring about it. But then the other, when we redid this process after we had gone through that framework, the other is coming from an energy of inspiration and clarity and vision and alignment and leadership and focus, like such a different things. Why we do things matters. Because so many of the things that were on her original list literally don't exist anymore. We were able to go through it and strip away so many of the things that don't align with the greater vision. At some point in the business, it made sense. But she had never gone through and clipped and stripped away the things that just no longer made sense or delegated them out to someone that is in their zone of genius, right? Or eliminated it completely or automated it or just delayed it, deferred it. Like that's Q4, not now. So if you're launching something because you, quote, have to make money, do you think it's going to be an inspired experience leading to where you're called to go? No. And it's probably not going to have the end result you want. And even if it does, it's still not going to feel right. So how do you get out of this? Because the thoughts that bubble up when you're in this state of feeling burnt out are usually thoughts that perpetuate the burnout. Go figure, right? It's this vicious cycle. And it's a really dangerous game. So thoughts like, well, you know, there's no choice in this for me. This stuff has to get done, right? This is how we pay our bills. This is how we pay our team. Or things like, well, this is just how it is. And I'm just never going to get out of it. Like, this is just how it is for me. They're lucky. I don't have that. You can list all the things that everybody else doesn't understand, but this is true for you. Or that you just have to get through this season. How often do you say, like, I just got to get through the season, but you don't have any real plans to change anything. or that you can't afford to hire the support you need, right? Or you don't have time to do what you want to do, or that if you just did what was in your sweet spot, you wouldn't make money. And I get that because I've lived that. I've thought those thoughts. And the first thing I can tell you is that the first thing that has to change are your thoughts. It's you. It's not the strategy. It's not even your schedule, which we'll get to in a minute. If you choose to believe those things, you will remain in this state. And until you embrace that truth and that reality, this is the cycle that can perpetuate, I hate to tell you, for decades. I've seen it. And then your nervous system kind of does burn out. Then it's a different story. I can also tell you that they're not true. I've advised enough people to know that when you open your belief up to possibility, it can shift your trajectory very quickly. When you're in a state of burnout, the feeling is, what I want is so far away. What I want is so far out of reach that I don't have the capacity to do more of what's required to get that thing. So I'm better off just sustaining and surviving what is than trying to make that change. And it is not true. It is not true. So the shift is first an identity shift. Even if the circumstances can't be changed in an instant, which oftentimes they can't, we can choose who we need to be. So right now in that state of perceived burnout, we are the identity of the busy entrepreneur, right? That's who we are. We wear it like a badge of honor. And what we want to do is make the shift into, I'm a visionary leader, right? The visionary leader grows the business. The visionary leader knows the way forward. The visionary leader has the mindset and the capacity to tolerate what comes in and to stay steady through that process. And this isn't something that can be taught in full in one podcast episode. This is what we do over almost a year with our mastermind members and our intensive clients, but we can start the process today and we can talk about the things that we do in those high level programs that change that trajectory and that profitability and that freedom by doing this work, and it can happen quickly. So what do visionary leaders do that busy entrepreneurs don't? So I'm going to highlight the three things in this particular episode that they're doing that busy entrepreneurs just aren't. One is the questions they ask, two is the schedule they keep, and three is their focus. So in a few weeks, I'm going to be releasing the writing prompts that have changed my life. They're the exact questions that you need to answer to make this immediate shift from busy entrepreneur to visionary leader, right? The identity shift in your mind. I'm not saying the result is immediate, but oftentimes many elements of the result are pretty immediate. And I'm going to be releasing these writing prompts, and I've used them with my clients. I've never put them out to the public before. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. A lot of times people are just like listening because the link was shared with them. Unless you're subscribed, you'll miss when we share those. So let's talk through the premise that my friend and mentor talks about all the time, which is great leaders ask great questions. Mr. John C. Maxwell. Okay. So I'm going to share three of 20. There's a whole process that these writing prompts exist in. This is an entire framework that, you know, that we walk people through, but these three will give you a head start. So write these three down. The first one is, what feels heavy right now? Right? What feels heavy right now? These are going to seem simple. It's so profound when you actually do this. And oftentimes I'm pulling from these weekly. More often than not, I'm answering some of these questions in a specific order that we outline weekly because it's that powerful. So what feels heavy right now? How can, and kind of like part B of this first question, how can you reevaluate this focus and potentially shift away from it, delegate it, or defer it? Sometimes the answer is as simple as saying, this feels heavy. When something feels heavy, it's not aligned with the vision. So how can I get this heavy thing off my back? Sometimes the answer is, I can't just like ditch it right away, right? Maybe you have to like wean off of it because maybe it's an offer that's actually generating revenue for you, but you know it's not the direction you're going. This was one-on-one coaching for me at one point in the business. It was like, this feels so heavy because I knew I was being called into a new vision that wasn't going to allow me to, I wasn't going to be able to achieve that with the heaviness and the weight of time commitment that came from one-on-one coaching. It wasn't scalable. So I had to ask this question, what felt heavy? Okay, one-on-one coaching, this feels heavy. Why does this feel heavy? Well, I identified where it was coming from and why. And then I asked those questions. How can I reevaluate this focus and potentially shift away from it, delegate it, and defer it? So the answer for you using that example could be, well, could a member of my team offer the fulfillment of one-on-one coaching? Or can I start to wean down the amount of clients I'm offering one-on-one coaching to? Maybe raise the price and wean down. Can I, so that's delegate it, right? Or that's also like passing it on to someone else, right? So those are two options. Or defer it. Like, okay, for the next 2 quarters, I'm not taking on any one-on-one clients. So I can have that visionary space and that capacity to lean into where I'm going next. So that's the first question. The second question is, what has to change in your business right now to protect against impending feelings of burnout? That's the awareness piece. So oftentimes we're like acting like burnout is happening to us. Oh my gosh, my circumstances. It's not my fault. It's all just happening to me. I'm in a busy season. Things are crazy. I'm juggling too much. There's too much on my plate. And we act like we are the victim of burnout. What this question does is put you back in that visionary leader seat and say, what has to change? What in my control has to change in my business right now to protect against this feeling? So that you have to consciously make the decisions that are going to serve you getting up and out of this season. And the third question is, what are 3 changes you can make this week? Not in the future, not someday, not without any particular deadline. What are 3 changes you can make this week to start to shift the pendulum to a more inspired existence as a visionary leader? What are 3 changes you can make this week to start to shift the pendulum to a more inspired and balanced visionary leader? Okay. So you want to answer these 3 questions. Well, 1 change you can make is weaving these questions into your week, right? Another change you can make is actually having time to contemplate what should the path forward be like, right? There are different things you can weave into your right now that can shift things almost immediately. There are other prompts that walk you through this process to help you actually build that path forward, but this will get you started. So another thing that I'm going to be sharing in a few weeks is a winning CEO's schedule. What does it look like to keep a schedule as a visionary leader, and how insanely different it is from what you may think? That is something I'm going to actually share that as a visual that you can just download and take and implement based on your business and customize it. But there's a process to it. So I'll walk you through that in a few weeks. So again, be subscribed, hit subscribe, smash that subscribe button. I saw someone say that on YouTube the other day on a training video I was watching. I think the kids are saying it. So smash it. What I want to talk to you about today, though, is why that schedule is so powerful. So I had a mentor, maybe you've heard me share this before. I had a mentor who asked me what my vision was, asked me what I wanted, asked me what my goals was. And then he totally baited me. And he's like, okay, open your calendar. Show me the evidence that that is true. Show me the evidence that the priorities that you just listed to me, your family, you know, profitability and growth within the business, all those elements are true. And I opened my calendar and we couldn't find any evidence of it. And he's like, oh, okay, so those things aren't that important to you. He's like, your family's not that important to you, right? Growing profitability in the business, not that important. The freedom that you say you want, not that important to you. And I was like, what do you mean? Of course they're important. He's like, no, they're not. It has to show up in your weeks. If it shows up once a month or once a quarter, that to me is evidence that it's not that important to you. It has to be at bare minimum woven into your weeks. And that's part of having that powerhouse schedule as a visionary leader. You can't just say, oh, I'm a visionary leader now, right? This is not a Michael Scott moment in the office where he just like shouts, I declare bankruptcy, and thinks that it actually was him declaring bankruptcy. You don't get to just shout, I'm a visionary leader. You have to have the evidence of it in your days. How you leverage your weeks matters. So the things you want to look for to just get you started in this process is, can I see evidence of a giant, at least 50%, but again, we're working you towards 80% of your time in your sweet spot. Now, if you are in a place in business where you're like, I'm literally a solopreneur, like I can't do that, I don't have the team. Cool. Now we want to start to, that gives us the white flag. Okay, it's time to start planning some outsourcing, or it's time to start using a chunk of your time towards visionary leadership because you still have an obligation to get the other stuff done. The second piece after being in your sweet spot is visionary time. Do you have time, preferably daily, even if it's 20 minutes? Not enough, but it's a start. Even if it's 20 minutes time that you're in that zone of like contemplation, 30,000 feet, not responding to other people, but looking at the path ahead, casting that vision. And then the third is consolidated scheduling. Okay, this is kind of like block time, but a little more strategic, where you're like, for me, my meetings are on Tuesdays. Tuesdays are the day that from 8 a.m. to like 4 p.m. I'm on calls. I would rather, to me, that's like a sacrifice. I don't like meetings. I would rather sacrifice an entire Tuesday to know that I have 4 other days of the week that I am not obligated to be on a call. And those days are totally open to me then consolidating the other big blocks of things that I love to do and that make me come alive. So when you can, instead of having meetings woven throughout your week or client sessions woven throughout your week, you consolidate them to a block of time so that you're in the right frame of mind. Because I know on Tuesdays, like Tuesday is not my productivity day. Tuesdays are not a day where I'm producing content or I'm expected to get things done. So I don't even set that expectation. Tuesdays are a leadership day. Like I am leading people in meetings, on calls with clients, all of that. So trying to start to consolidate. And then the final thing, right, that visionary leaders do that busy entrepreneurs don't is their focus. They are focused on what moves the needle towards the vision. So that to back up a bit, they know what their vision is. They're clear on that vision. And because of that clarity, they have confidence in where they're going and they know where to focus their energy to move the needle. They are not spending time in things that maintain. They are not playing defense, right? They are not managing. They're driving the business towards the vision. But if I were to ask them, what are your 3 high leverage moves? We do this all the time with our clients. What are your 3 high leverage moves this week or this month? They rattle them off and that's where the bulk of their time is spent each week because it actually moves the needle. They focus on leading to that vision, which busy entrepreneurs are focused on what keeps them where they currently are while they think it's driving towards the vision. So if you're feeling a little stuck in that, we have a tool that I use all the time for myself because this is not a one and done thing. This is part of being a visionary leader is having those pulse checks and those tools that you use throughout your weeks and your months to get you recalibrated and refocused because we're human. We fall off of this all the time. So you can go to luminaryleadershipco.com/focused, past tense, F-O-C-U-S-E-D, to get our focused entrepreneur tool. And this is going to help you laser in on the focus element that we're talking about. And like I said, I'm going to be sharing the first 2 elements, right? Those questions, those prompts that I use all the time and that ideal schedule are going to be coming in the coming weeks. So make sure you're subscribed there. This is a process that's going to serve you immensely. You are not burnt out. You are not burnt out. I promise you, it's not. Burnout is a symptom. You might be feeling burnout coming, but it is not the root. And it is not solely a result of how much you're juggling. Yes, streamlining, stripping away, that's the focus piece. That is a great way to offset those feelings of burnout or exhaustion or overwhelm. But it's coming more so from that misalignment. You're not in your sweet spot. You're not doing what makes you come alive. You're not clear on that vision and you're not taking the business towards it. You don't want to hit the snooze button when you're so fired up about where you're taking your business. You do not want to scroll Instagram when you've got content and a message to put out into the world. Trust me, it naturally shifts when you're in that sweet spot, when you know where you're going and you're on fire getting there. So take a moment, go download that Focused Entrepreneur tool, luminaryleadershipco.com/focused. And if you haven't yet, make sure you're subscribed to the show. You're going to get those questions that are life-changing, business-changing, and the ideal schedule. And if you haven't yet, could you leave us a review? We've gotten some really, really great ones lately, and I read every one, and it also helps us get incredible guests, which we have a whole plan going into the end of 2024, into 2025, bringing in some incredible guests, but those reviews really help. Thank you so much for tuning in, and Next week, I've got something really good for you, so make sure you show back up to the party because I'm going to be talking about how to leverage what we just talked about today. All right, thanks for listening. I hope today's episode gave you what you needed. If it spoke to you, please leave us a review and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on the next powerful episode. And I know it's so cliche to ask for a review. It always feels weird asking for one, but you guys, that makes a huge impact on the show. We read every one of them and it helps us get incredible guests to serve you. Don't be shy. I love connecting with our listeners. You can follow along on Instagram when I'm on there at elizhartke. And if there's a topic or a question or a guest you have for us, reach out, share your thoughts. You can connect at marketing@luminaryleadershipco.com. And we do this for you. So the more you tell us, the more we can serve you. Thanks for spending some time with me. I really do appreciate you. Tune in next week to keep building your legacy and becoming the confident visionary leader you are meant to be.